Carmine Pill.
My question to the two candidates is with the youth of our community. First of all, what has your involvement been over the last 10 years with the youth of our community? And what is your vision for the youth department?
First of all, I've had the opportunity to work with the youth of our community for over 12 years now. I mentioned earlier I was a DARE instructor at Taconic, Ichabod, Germantown, and New Lebanon. I instructed the dangers of drugs and drug abuse to over 10,000 kids in a 7-year period. I was made Deputy of the Year back in 2007 for creating a Deputy Youth Program where the Deputy acronym was Drug Education Prevention Useful to Youths. In the city of Hudson, I've worked tirelessly for the youth, with the youth. I have worked for the City of Hudson School District after retiring from law enforcement as the safety officer for the Hudson City School District. So I'm aware of the academic issues, the behavioral issues, and substance abuse issues that affect our youth. One of the things I mentioned earlier in regards to the youth department was making sure that the youth are our future. There's nothing more important to this city or any municipality than our future. Without our future, we don't have to worry about economics. We don't have to worry about businesses and the business district. We need to provide as much as we can to our youth of the city of Hudson. I'd like to see programs implemented to kind of coincide with those programs that are implemented in the school. Right now, there are a lot of youth programs in the city of Hudson. We need to make sure that our youth of the city of Hudson are aware of those programs. Boys and Girls Club, you know, open every day. After school programs. TSL, which does a fantastic job and has done a fantastic job for years with the programs that they provide our youth in the city of Hudson. Now, my concern is whether or not a lot of kids know about those programs. One thing that concerns me, however, and one thing that kind of, in my estimation anyway, that kind of falls by the wayside, is the fact that there's a lot of substance abuse issues and potential substance abuse issues with our youth. And one of the things that, after thinking about everything that I could do as mayor with the youth, would be to implement and hire a community liaison to serve as a youth violence outreach coordinator with the school district. I see a lot of people working with the youth department right now that do fantastic jobs and have built a rapport with our youth of the community. I'd like to see that implemented into our school district. And if there are academic problems or there are behavior problems in our school district, we can use these resources that exist at the Boys and Girls Club and resources that exist at other programs. Thank you.
Well, we could probably say that the hardest people on the planet to engage are youth. So we have to kind of be reflective of that, and we may have to change with the times. The Department of Youth, which is doing a terrific job, is doing it for, I guess at last count, there's a couple of hundred kids in it. That's not to suggest that there shouldn't be more or we shouldn't be more engaged with it. I haven't had the opportunity or privilege to work with the children of Hudson. I've worked with a lot of other children throughout a number of other athletic programs, hockey, football, baseball, all that stuff for years and years. So I know what it takes to get a young person engaged. If it's not a sport, it's in scouting or something to that effect. But what you need to do, you need to keep it relevant, you need to keep it safe, you need to make it exciting, and you want them to go to it. There's also another reality, and speaking to the treasurer and a number of other people in the city, we have a finite budget for the youth department, something that we're gonna have to utilize and make work as best we can. But we need to get out there and we need to talk to children. We need to talk to children that are at risk. We need to talk to the ones that aren't at risk. We need to give them a reason to want to participate in these programs. So we have to make it interesting. We have to make it relevant. We have to make it empowering. Because again, they are our most precious asset. They reflect all of us in this room. So as mayor, what I would want to do is to take a look at the youth programs we have. Either it be the Boys and Girls Club, either it be Oakdale or all the other. Let's make our playgrounds a place where young people want to go to. Let's say, you know, until they hit high school, of course, you don't want to hang in a playground. But let's do what we can. Let's look at the template we've been given and make that template relevant, make it attractive, make it participatory. Let's get parents involved. Let's get input from the community. Let's ask parents, what do they want out of our youth department? What can our youth department do better? What can we do better with the dollars we're given? And what can we do better with the people we're given, too? Now, we also have some other organizations, TSL being one of them, the Opera House, Operation Unite. We have a lot of what might be called pro bono organizations that are out there too. Maybe they need to be brought into the conversation with the youth department as a way to make this more engaging and again reflective and workable for us. And that would be my opinion on youth going forward.
Thank you both.